It is 7:40 and it's Thursday morning, so buckle up those seatbelts, kids, because it's time for the rip-roaring action of Cinema Chat. I'm getting you pumped up, Russ. How are you feeling this morning?
Well, let's get pumped up.
All right.
Thursday morning, and we're all headed towards the weekend, and it's going to be a beautiful fall weekend. Not a better thing to do than head out to your local cinema and check out what they have. We have a little bit of news from the cinema world. In France, they discovered an American film of Sherlock Holmes, which is played by William Gillette. Sherlock Holmes was a huge stage sensation in the late 1800s and early 1900s. He clearly is an obsession today, which is fascinating. But William Gillette, who was an American actor and playwright, put together a series of Sherlock Holmes plays and played the character and actually gave the Sherlock Holmes character some of his trademark characteristics, like the deerstalker hat and the magnifying glass and the pipe. And so William Gillette was known around the world. He was a huge star. And, you know, we need to remember that in the late 1800s and early 1900s, to be a huge star was to be a theater actor, not on cinema, not a recording artist, because those things didn't exist, but a stage actor. And he was very, very, very well known, had a worldwide reputation, actually got kind of bored with playing Sherlock Holmes, but it was his trademark. And so this is the only film that he was ever captured in. It's a 1916 film, so it's 99 years old next year when it will premiere at the Cinéma Français, Cinémathèque Française Film Restoration Festival that they're going to do in January. And then in the United States, it will premiere at the San Francisco Silent Film Festival. So film geeks are going to be all excited about this.
Maybe. Any chance you could bring that here, maybe?
It's quite possible. It'd kind of be fun to do during Cinetopia, but we'll make some contacts with our friends in France and our friends in San Francisco.
Maybe a Sherlock Holmes retrospective.
Maybe that would be a good idea. There certainly has been lots of different Sherlock Holmes, and there's three or four running on the television right now in various formats. Christopher Nolan's new film, Interstellar, here's a couple of stories that take different attacks to the way films are released in the modern era. So Christopher Nolan shot a lot of this film on celluloid, which is unusual these days. Digital captures the way that many films are photographed, and then almost every film is digitally edited. But Christopher Nolan put Interstellar together on celluloid, and on November 5th, it's going to play at IMAX theaters and other theaters capable of showing celluloid, which includes the State and the Michigan Theater. So we expect to open Christopher Nolan's Interstellar, which is a sci-fi film that's actually gotten a lot of buzz already. And we're going to open it on November 5th, which is a couple days earlier than the regular release.
And that's Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yes, it is.
You know, I always wonder at his career arc lately, and people take him as very seriously as an actor right now. We look at movies like this, how much different people would have looked at this movie 5 years ago versus today, and the seriousness of it and the expectation for what he does in it. I mean, he's the same guy. It's just it's interesting how now people view him so much differently. It's stuck in my head. I keep seeing him as the old Matthew McConaughey in this role, and the more hippie kind of pot smoking guy rather than the current serious actor guy. So sorry, I had to interject that.
Doing ads for Lincoln
yes.
cars.
I was driving it before I got paid to drive it.
That's right. And then here's another contrasting way to release a film. IMAX is going to release the new Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but it's also going to be released on Netflix simultaneously, so you can only see it at IMAX theaters or Netflix. And this is Ang Lee's sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And during Cinetopia, we brought the star of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Chang Pei-Pei. And so Ted Sarandos, who's the chief content officer of Netflix, and I heard him speak last year at a conference, and he's got an interesting take on things, but he's trying to get rid of the window between theatrical release and video release. And all of this is going to be worked out in the marketplace. It doesn't really, it's not up to theaters or any individual at Netflix or IMAX or any place else, but it's going to be kind of interesting. I'm imagining they put this information out here this early so there could be all kind of pushback and debate back and forth in the media.
Well, it's going to come down to money, you know. It really is. If they're going to be willing to pay the movie companies enough to make it worth their while to do this kind of thing, it might progress forward. I mean, people are certainly comfortable watching movies like this in their home. Now, this wouldn't be a blockbuster candidate. I mean, this isn't going to be a $500 million movie in the U.S., so it's maybe a good test case for this kind of thing.
Well, yeah, it's actually the primary purpose for seeing films in a theater is that it's the way that most filmmakers conceive
right.
of them.
They want
being
you
seen.
To see it on the big screen.
So there's a qualitative dynamic, but there's a social dynamic. And obviously, there's not the same kind of social dynamic sitting in your home and watching stuff. Any way that you see a movie is good to see a movie, in my opinion. Going to the theater is a bit of a special experience. And that's essentially what this Ted Sarandos said. He said that, you know, there's a difference between watching a football game on television and going to the football stadium and watching it. There's a kind of visceral being among crowd of football lovers, and being in a crowd of movie lovers is a different kind of social experience than sitting at home and watching it. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see the things go back and forth. And you're right, it is going to be about money, and Netflix doesn't tend to want to pay very much right. for the movies that they do, although they had some producing money into this. Well, the movie that has a huge buzz, has gotten excellent reviews, 86% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes,
wow.
anyway, is Gone Girl, directed by David Fincher.
Fight Club.
Yeah, the Fight Club guy and the Social Network.
The first rule of killing your wife is you don't talk about killing your wife.
I wouldn't say that at all. It just sounds bad, but it seems appropriate for Gone Girl. Gillian Flynn wrote the novel that this is based on, a very popular novel. Ben Affleck plays the male lead, Nick Dunn, and Rosamund Pike plays the wife. We're not supposed to talk much about it because they're, like you said earlier, there's a lot of twists and turns around.
No spoilers.
That's right. But the critics like it. One critic said, believe me, you should see the movie and then you can talk about it all night, and you probably will. So Gone Girl opens Friday at theaters everywhere.
I see the previews for this, and I just imagine Ben Affleck walking around for 2 hours looking really confused.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, he's a good actor, so he can look confused. Well, anybody can look confused.
Yes. look confused right now. Right?
It's true.
I'm throwing you off.
Annabelle opens up, which is kind of a Chucky horror film. This doll is given to a pregnant wife, and this vintage doll is this beautiful doll called Annabelle, but then all of a sudden evil things happen in the life of this family.
It's that time of year.
That's right. And then Left Behind is a biblical rapture film where millions of people suddenly disappear, and those left behind have to deal with the consequences of that. It stars Nicolas Cage and Leah Thompson and others.
And it's a second go-round on this franchise because they
yes.
made these movies already with Kirk Cameron in the title role as more of a targeted movie towards evangelical Christians. And
the faith community.
And did not do well, let's just say, to the point where the guy that wrote the books actually sued the people he sold the rights to try and get it back because he thought it misrepresented his vision for the book. So,
and the solution to any problem like that is hire Nick Cage.
Yes.
We're very happy at the Michigan Theater to open this week The Last Days of Vietnam, which is a Rory Kennedy documentary about literally the last days of the Vietnam War. And it was an awful, awful time for the Vietnamese. The American soldiers had for the most part been pulled out because the United States was winding down its involvement there. But the South Vietnamese soldiers and political structure was about to be overrun by the North Vietnamese, which wasn't supposed to happen. There was supposed to be a transition, but it didn't work out. And it put very many people in a very, very bad situation.
Yeah, those iconic images of evacuating people from the roof of the embassy in Saigon. And you know, we always tend to focus on the American perspective there, getting our people out. But the impact it had on the native of people there that had to deal with once the Americans left. That's an interesting topic.
Yeah, and it's the horror of war, and it doesn't matter which side you're on. There's going to be two sides, and the side that's going to win is going to end up doing bad things to the folks that were opposed to them. It's makes human sense, but it also is a human tragedy. The New Yorker, David Denby of The New Yorker, called it a masterpiece as a portrait of America and a moment of both idealism, betrayal. The movie is as heartbreaking as well as inspiring. So The Last Days of Vietnam opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater. And if you haven't seen The Skeleton Twins, please go for my sake. I saw this at Sundance and I liked it. We brought it to Cinetopia. Folks loved it. Everyone that's coming to Skeleton Twin likes it. It's a little unusual because it's got Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live. It's not really a comedy, but it's got very funny moments and very poignant moments. And the performances by Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig are outstanding. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is coming to the Michigan Theater on October 2nd. Go check it out. You can vote along with 100,000 other people from 300 cities across six continents on these short films. People always have a lot of fun with that. And then Halloween is coming. It is October. The Three Corpse Circus is coming back. It's going to be at the Michigan and State Theater Friday, October 3rd through Sunday, October the 5th. There's going to be a zombie walk on Sunday. There's going to be 40 films from 13 different countries. Go check it out. Lots of great stuff.